Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
We are all in this together. A meditation for Wednesday of the seventh week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." Opening prayer. Jesus, I am filled with gratitude for this time I have with you. I struggle to settle myself before you, but here I am, and I know you are here as well. As I recognize your presence, I am struck by your great love for me. You choose to be here for me. You want to know my thoughts and feelings, my worries and successes. I believe that you hear and answer me. I trust in your goodness and kindness. My life is in your hands. Thank you, Lord, for your love that allows me to love you in return. Encountering Christ. 1. He does not follow us. Despite the fact that the individual casting out demons was doing something objectively good, the disciples were upset because he wasn't part of their group, but was using Jesus' name. We can reflect on times when we have had a similar reaction. Perhaps we were in charge of a program in our parish, and someone else started something that felt like competition. Perhaps someone new to the parish suggested unsolicited changes to my project. At such times, we might have wished we could do things our way. What do we do when we feel this way? We look to Christ. 2. Do not stop him. Jesus pointed out that if someone was acting in his name, that person could not speak against him. Collaboration, rather than exclusivity, is characteristic of the kingdom. Collaboration requires that we be open to others and their ideas, rather than being controlling or cliquish. In his first encyclical, Ad Petri Cathedram, the Encyclical on Truth, Unity, and Peace, in a Spirit of Charity, St. John the 23rd wrote, "But the common saying, expressed in various ways and attributed to various authors, must be recalled with approval. In essentials, unity. In doubtful matters, liberty. In all things, charity." Number 72. There are many ways to build the kingdom, and we must be united in that essential purpose. In Apostolicum Actuositatem, the Decree on the Apostolate of the Laity, the Second Vatican Council emphasized, "There are many forms of the apostolate whereby the laity build up the church, sanctify the world, and give it life in Christ." Number 16. Encouraging the freedom that allows for legitimate diversity, and praying for those works of God that come through others, as well as rejoicing in their successes, are ways we help build the kingdom. 3. Whoever is not against us is for us. Charity rejoices in others' successes. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. Jesus asks us to put aside competition and comparison, to appreciate and affirm the gifts and talents of others. When we collaborate in charity, we make Christ present in the world in a visible way, for charity is the mark of Christians. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Conversing with Christ. Jesus, when I reflect on this gospel, I feel challenged to look at the way I see others' efforts. Sometimes I feel threatened by others' giftedness, their new ideas, or their successes. This shows me how attached I am to my own self-importance and the ways that I have served you. Lord, help me to remember that you called me into existence and that you love me for myself, not for anything I do for you. Give me purity of intention so that I serve you wholeheartedly. Free me from seeking recognition or a personal sense of value in what I do rather than in your love alone. And help me love my brothers and sisters who are also working to build up the kingdom. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will reach out to recognize and affirm someone in what he or she is doing to build up God's kingdom.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.